Welcome to the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Hagen, a nutrition coach, entrepreneur, food freedom expert, and forever a recovering disordered eater. I am here to help you own your enoughness, find your very own food freedom, and achieve your health and wellness goals in a way that gives more than it takes. Each week, I will provide you with insight and inspiration surrounding no-nonsense nutrition, mindset, motivation, body image, confidence, and other wellness wisdom. Welcome back, squad, to episode number 63 of the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. Before we get started today, I want to invite you to take a deep breath with me. Feel free to keep taking those because I think we can all use a little more deep breathing right now. It's safe to say that life has recently presented us with more than a few stressors. Schools have closed, certain workplaces have closed, others have asked their employees to work from home, people are getting sick, our health system is overtaxed, fear and panic are at an all-time high, and nobody really knows what's going to happen next. All of those stressors exist. It's serious, and I'm not here to take any of that away from you. You have every right to feel however you feel. I am here today to tell you that you also have the ability to choose how you respond to those stressors. I do too. We all have the ability to choose how we respond, regardless of the many circumstances around us that we can't control. And how we choose to respond falls into one of two categories, according to psychologist Carol Dweck. We can respond with a fixed mindset or with a growth mindset. A fixed mindset assumes that our character, intelligence, and creative ability are static, given that we can't change in any meaningful way, no matter how hard we try. And success is the affirmation of that inherent intelligence. This mindset accepts that our qualities are basically carved into stone. Someone with a fixed mindset avoids challenges, believes that failure and struggle is proof of unintelligence, just not having what it takes, gives up easily, feels threatened by the success of others, asks, why bother? What's the point when life presents obstacles, and seeks to validate themselves. A growth mindset, on the other hand, thrives on challenge and sees failure not as evidence of unintelligence, but as a springboard for growth and for stretching existing abilities. With this mindset, the hand you're dealt is just the starting point for development. And those basic qualities are things you can cultivate through practice and effort. Someone with a growth mindset embraces challenges, views failure as a chance to grow, is inspired by the success of others, is always striving to improve, and seeks to develop themselves. Because people with a growth mindset don't actually see themselves as failing, they see themselves as learning, which is something I teach continually to my Nutrition with Nicole Rockstars. We call it failing forward. Yes, it sucks to fail, and nobody likes to put effort into something only to have it fall down or fall on our faces. But if we can learn from that failure, we are teaching ourselves how to be more resilient, growing our skill set so that we can succeed more consistently in the future. It's something we work on all the time because diet culture has a fixed mindset and teaches us that when we eat an off-limits food or when we stop adhering to the very prescriptive meal plan, that's it, we failed. There is one right way. And if we don't adhere to that one right way, oh well, I guess we start over. Or what's the point, right? But the sustainable nutrition strategies that my clients and I work to create are based firmly in a growth mindset. Each and every barrier that they hit, whether it's something like a work deadline, or they have a vacation coming up, or right now having to navigate being quarantined at home and coronavirus panic, these are barriers. These are obstacles that stand in their way that together we learn how to navigate around and push through, so that the next time something like this happens, hopefully not coronavirus all over again, but the next time a work deadline comes up or a vacation or someone gets sick, they know how to confidently navigate that situation because they have the skills. They have learned from their failure. Paramount for powerful, sustainable success. But let's get back to these mindsets. Out of the two of these mindsets, fixed and growth, springs a great deal of our behavior, our relationship with success and with failure, both professionally and personally, and ultimately, our capacity for happiness. Which makes sense, right? Because the views we adopt for ourselves profoundly affect the way that we lead our lives and determine whether we become the people we want to be and whether we accomplish the things that mean the most to us. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Our beliefs shape our thoughts, and our thoughts shape our behavior, and our behaviors shape our results. Change starts in the brain. Psychology is everything. So let me ask you, what kind of mindset do you have? Keep in mind that mindset is defined on a continuum, from fixed to growth, regarding how you view your abilities, your skills, and your attributes. So you're likely not 100% in either camp, but you do likely err more towards one end of the spectrum or the other. It's also worth mentioning that it's possible to have different mindsets regarding different areas of your life. So for example, I work with rock stars. Truly, I use that terminology purposefully because the clients that I work with are successful and amazing people in every sense of those words. And here's one example. These very successful people often have growth mindsets when it comes to the work that they do, their careers, and their earning potential. However, when it comes to their bodies, weight loss, and their health, they hold predominantly fixed mindsets. And this is something, again, that we start shaping from childhood. It can be because of our past experiences or perhaps what we saw modeled for us. So lots of different variables go into the mindset and the beliefs that we hold about certain areas of our life. But I want you to ask yourself where you feel you fall on the fixed to growth mindset spectrum. And I'm going to be 100% transparent with you and share that in most areas of my life, I grew up holding a fixed mindset. I was either good at something or I wasn't. And if I wasn't, that wasn't the thing for me. Even to this day, when I experience failure, I have to intentionally talk myself through that process because my initial self-talk isn't super lovely. And maybe you can relate. And if you can, I want to give you some steps that you can follow that help you transition from a fixed to a growth mindset, especially now. Because when stress is high and circumstances are less than ideal, those beliefs that we hold about ourselves and our abilities, our worth and our value as people, they tend to get really loud. And I want you to know that even if things feel sucky right now, even if it feels like you're failing in a lot of ways, you do have the power to choose how you respond to the current circumstances that are outside of your control. So let's talk about four steps that are going to help you transform your mindset from one that is predominantly fixed to one that is predominantly growth-oriented. Step number one is to learn to hear your mindset voice. And that might sound a little silly, but my clients and I refer to this as self-talk. What goes through your brain when you fail or when you hit an obstacle? What does that voice say? Is she kind, uplifting, encouraging, supportive, or is she defeated, negative, and constantly putting you down? Repeat the exercise by asking, what goes through my brain when I'm faced with a challenge? Or what goes through my brain when I'm criticized? And slowly begin to tease out the thoughts and the beliefs that you hold about yourself in those moments when obstacles are presented. That is your mindset voice. And you don't have to like it. That's the entire point of this podcast episode, in fact, is to help you change it. But the fact is, that voice exists. It's there, and it's speaking into your life incessantly. So if that voice is serving to undermine your progress, it has to go. Number one, learn to hear that mindset voice. Number two is to notice and name your initial thoughts and start the shift. Your first thought is conditioned. You might not even feel like it's completely within your control, and that's okay. So I want you to notice and name when you catch that voice saying something like, I can't believe you just did that. You fail at this every time. And then talk back, taking a growth mindset perspective, and flip the script. So you might say something in response like, wait a second, I have failed at this before, but what can I learn from that? What is this obstacle trying to teach me? Allowing you to reframe the end result. The key here is to remember that the shift will happen over time. So expect yourself to mess up. If you have that negative mindset voice, you'll still hear her. She won't disappear because you start working on this. It's going to take time, and over time, that old mindset voice will grow quieter and quieter because you will get better at noticing and naming those unhelpful beliefs and replacing them with growth mindset oriented beliefs. So don't get discouraged, and remember, this is a process. Step number three is to learn how to talk back from the growth mindset end of the spectrum. So think about creating a healthy habit, a new one. A fixed mindset might say, are you sure you can do it? Maybe you don't have what it takes. A growth mindset answers, I'm not sure I have what it takes, but I do think I can learn with time and practice. As you think about trying and failing, a fixed mindset might say, gosh, you're such a failure. You'll never get this. Just give up. But a growth mindset might say something like, you know, most successful people had failures along the way. This is okay. I can learn from this. As you think about hitting a setback, a fixed mindset might say, well, so-and-so can do this so much better than you can. She wouldn't have hit this bump in the road. Maybe she's just got this and you don't. A growth mindset might say something more along the lines of, nothing worth having comes easy, I guess. Effort is required. And I'm learning how to navigate obstacles more confidently each and every time I run into them. Change that fixed mindset initial belief, that initial voice, thought, saying, and start to respond as if you're having an internal conversation with that growth mindset response. Step number four is to ask yourself what the growth mindset response would be each and every time and apply it moving forward. This is where you practice, practice, practice. With time, that mindset voice will start to transition to the growth-oriented side of the spectrum, and you will notice that your life starts changing as a result. And I know that might sound a little hard to believe, but take a second and imagine what kind of progress you could make if you were willing to take on new challenges, if you were willing to learn from setbacks, if you took action despite fear, And if you were able to learn from your failure, how might your life change? How might your progress look different? As you navigate far from normal circumstances in your life right now, challenge yourself to hear that mindset voice. She's speaking. You might not be really good at noticing and naming her voice yet, but she's speaking. And if it's harming you, if that voice is not helping you, remember, you choose. You are in control of this circumstance. And that is how you respond to the other circumstances going on around you that you can't control right now. If you're having trouble transitioning from a fixed to a growth mindset, because I know this is hard work, start by asking maybe one or a few of these questions. And honestly, I would even encourage you to do this daily, or maybe before you go to bed each night. Turn it into a journaling exercise, because then you actually have that fixed to growth mindset dialogue documented. And you can revisit it and check back in when you feel like that self-talk has slowly started to creep back into old habits and old patterns. Ask these questions. What can I learn from this? What steps can I take today to help me succeed? Where can I get constructive feedback? What did I learn today? What mistake did I make that taught me something? Is my current strategy working? And if not, how can I change it? What did I try really hard at today? What habits do I need to develop in order to make the progress I'm after? In a fixed mindset, our life is pretty dim and limited. I either have it or I don't. And when I don't, I give up. The world is small. But with a growth mindset, the world and our life is so much brighter, so much bigger, and the possibilities are endless. Because if you're willing to persevere regardless of the obstacles, if you're willing to learn from failure, there is nothing you can't do. And I want you to live in that big, bright world. I want to help you do that. Even if you're stuck at home right now and you don't feel like you're living in a big, bright world, your mindset can never be confined. And now might be a pretty great time to work on it. Choose growth. I will be challenging myself to choose growth right alongside of you today and every day moving forward. So I want to invite you to join me. Start listening to your mindset voice. Start shaping that voice to be one of a growth mindset instead of a fixed mindset, and a world of opportunity opens up for you. I invite you to join me in changing your mindset and focusing on what you can control this week. I know there's a lot that we can't, and I know that a lot of things suck right now, which is all the more reason to add a little light and a little positivity back into the world. So if you're joining me, if you're accepting this mindset challenge, I want you to snap a screenshot of today's podcast episode and share it on your social media stories. Tag me so that I can make sure I see it, and let's change our mindset from one that is fixed to one that allows us to achieve anything our minds believe is possible. Catch you on the flip side, squad. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. If you like what you heard today, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe, and then head on over to nutritioncoachingwithnicole.com, where you can sign up for my weekly emails, where I send out my favorite tips, tricks, advice, and support every single Monday morning to help you kick your week off right. Thanks for listening. Until next time.